I've never had the opportunity to call like huddle play. No, like on my own. And in some instances, 2 minute. You know, occasionally I've you know, you can go as a quarterback. I've been in situations like that. Certainly, a lot of places I've had the freedom to get to plays at the line of scrimmage, get out of plays, things like that. But never just not like back in the day where you just call your own offense. No.
Do you think there's an advantage in the 2 minute offense when you have to go fast for a quarterback to?
No. I don't think you operate any faster. In some ways, it's hard to operate like that as a, you know, because as a quarterback, at least for me, I mean, I'm playing the game. I'm just trying to execute a play. I'm not necessarily thinking about it would be weird to switch to all of a sudden, well, these guys play these defenses and covered in 2 minute situations, and then we should get to these plays. To have the time to get to think like that, to play that chess match, would be hard. Not saying some guys, I guess, couldn't do it. I wouldn't want that.
Do you think there's a benefit for having somebody else manage all that stuff?
I think you're getting to a better play, and I don't think you're operating any faster. Yeah.
When this week's over, what are you up to for the next few weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's a unique time. I mean, you know, you're out for the summer. You know, for me, it's going to be, you know, spending time with my family. Obviously, here before the season kicks in, there will be a little travel. But certainly, you're still working out. You're still throwing. We put a lot of work in at this point. So you really try to keep that going, maintain that up until training camp, especially the throwing aspect for a quarterback. You know, that this has been good off-season work as far as getting your arms in shape, you know, and a little bit just kind of to keep that going, to maintain that. You wouldn't want to not throw this entire time and then come back to training camp.
So who's your receiver?
Anyone and everyone. Yeah, the full gamut. She occasionally. No, yeah, friend. But certainly I recruit friends. Certainly high school kids, college. If you're around other pro guys, you know, ask them to come out. I do not discriminate this time of year. No.
How much throwing do you do in an average
day? Probably different every time. I mean, just depending on how you feel and maybe how much you've thrown prior to that. But certainly you're trying to get a few in a week. And it doesn't have to be a ton, like I said, just to maintain, but enough. You know, you want to go out there and try to get a few different throws in. You know, obviously continue to stay in shape, to run, to work out, things like that as well.
If life is ever